Developers, developers, developers. You don't have to be a programmer to know how much Microsoft values developers. Videos of Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer addressing a huge crowd of developers at a conference by repeating the word developer are everywhere on the web. It demonstrates his and the company's passion for coders. You don't have to be a developer to appreciate the new features of Visual Studio 2008, but it helps. With about 70% of enterprises using Microsoft's .NET framework, it's a key platform for applications both in-house and on the web. In this podcast, Microsoft developer evangelist Bill Steele tells us what the excitement is about with Visual Studio 2008. And for those of you who aren't programmers, he'll define some terms you may have wondered about, like Ajax and Silverlight.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
We're speaking with Bill Steele, a developer evangelist here at the Microsoft Visual Studio 2008 launch. Bill, tell us what's new and exciting about Visual Studio 2008.
Well, there's actually quite a bit new and exciting about it. I mean, really from the beginning, Visual Studio has always been about developer productivity, and we're continuing that trend. Visual Studio 2008 is extraordinary. In the fact that we bring in a lot of new things to the table, for example, the .NET 3.5 framework, which has a lot of new developer features to make developers, you know, more efficient coders. But we're also moving into a new world where there's, you know, every application, whether it's a desktop-based app or a web-based app, needs to be connected. So we've added a lot of new functionality in that space. For example, the inclusion of the development of Windows Presentation Framework, very nice graphics, things like that. Moving that into the web with technologies like Silverlight and Ajax, which are some very key developer technologies for the web.
You know, just you being a developer evangelist, and obviously your boss, Steve Ballmer, loves developers. Developers, developers, developers. We all have heard that, and that's so important to you. What's so important about developers?
Well, I like to tease with some of my IT buddies. Their servers are worthless without our software. And they always come back and say, well, yeah, your software is worthless without our servers, but that's a fun little banter that we have. But, I mean, really, every application that you've ever used, you know, a developer's been involved with. A developer's the only way it can get onto the computer, so it's the only way that the actual productivity gains can actually be realized.
You mentioned a couple terms there that I'm not sure some of our business audience might understand. Could you tell us about what Silverlight is and then touch on Ajax too?
Sure. Let's start off with Ajax. Okay. Ajax is a framework, basically, that allows software developers to utilize some common technologies together in a website. Those technologies being a language called JavaScript, a data format called XML, and the ability to make web services-based calls back to the server. And that happens within the client browser itself. Silverlight brings a lot in addition to that. It is a plugin for the browser that allows developers to make very rich interactive applications that run inside the browser in a distributed manner. So basically you're getting a very powerful looking application running in a distributed environment, taking the best of both worlds from the desktop and the web world and bringing it to the web.
So with all the interest and focus on the web world, there's still, I don't want to say legacy, but there's still a lot of desktop apps out there and developers. So will we still see things for Fox, Visual Fox, and some of those products?
There really isn't anything for Fox Pro, and as a matter of fact, I believe that product was discontinued a while back. But there is significant support for legacy code. For example, if you take a look at the new Internet Explorer 8 that's coming out in preview here shortly, you'll see that it is forward supporting, as in supporting all of the new CSS standards and things that the web community has come up with, but it also has functionality built into it to support the backwards compatibility of the previous generation of applications. We do that typically on all of our products. Windows Vista, for example, is a client app operating system, actually contains the Visual Basic 6 runtime, which is 5 generations old, if you will, from, you know, computer speak. That's more than 10 years ago. We still fully support that in the in the operating system.
You know, that forward quality term you use, that's interesting because there's always that trade-off between compatibility, ease of use, and security. How does Visual Studio 2008 kind of merge all that together?
Well, we actually do that in several different ways. Visual Studio 2008 is interesting, and it is actually the first version of Visual Studio that allows us to target multiple versions of frameworks. In the past, we've always had one version of the Visual Studio for one version of the framework. With 2008, we can actually develop 2005 base code or a .NET 3.0 base code or .NET 3.5 base code within one environment. And in fact, we can switch between them relatively seamlessly simply by changing a drop-down combo box setting for the application.
And who's the typical audience for Visual Studio 2008? Is it the enterprise? Is it the small, medium business? Is it the solo developer? Who's it?
Well, interestingly enough, we have a product for everybody. We start off with the home hobbyist with a free version called the Express Tools. And we have Visual Basic and C#, the languages. And then we move all the way up into the large enterprise space with the Visual Studio Team Suite. Now, the Team Suite is the high-end tool set that has all of the testing tools, the database developer tools. In fact, it includes a server product called Team Foundation Server that even allows us to have management and oversight of application development projects. So it's a complete end-to-end solution.
And it's always nice to get your platform into the enterprise. How are .NET applications doing in the enterprise?
Well, we've actually got a pretty good penetration. The last I heard, I think it was something like 70% of enterprises out there are using .NET framework or .NET basically in their enterprise.
Well, we're here at the Marriott Hotel in downtown Cleveland at the Visual Studio 2008 launch event, and it's a packed house, and Bill's been, as a developer evangelist, he's been evangelizing preaching to the choir today with the crowds looking to see the new features of Visual Studio 2008. So thanks, Bill.
Oh, thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.